Hey Chuck.
Yep.
What do you feel about like stopping and me like putting this shit up and then like clearing my throat and then one of us counting down from three before we start?
Before we start this day in history?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, cool. You ready?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Coffee?
Thank you very much.
You ordered?
That's very kind of you.
What's going on over there?
Just contracts still.
Contracts, huh?
Yeah, countersigning, this party, that party, everything.
No good chatter?
No.
You've been in here for what? Hours?
I don't even, like, has it been that long?
Yeah, a little gamey. I got this day in history worked out, by the way.
Oh, is it time?
Yeah.
Okay. At least not talking about anything important. Is your back on?
Yeah,
I know, my arm's like...
You all right?
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
All right.
So, hold on. Okay, you want to count down?
3, 2, 1. Hey, and welcome to This Day in History. It is April 2nd, 17...
25. Yes.
Actually, it's really 2013. But on this very day in 1725, mm-hmm. a great lover of women was born named Giovanni Giacomo Casanova.
I love it how you say that.
You have to.
Not Wilt Chamberlain, though, huh?
Not Wilt Chamberlain. He was born much later.
But so how many ladies was Casanova with?
Well, in his memoir, The Story of My Life, he detailed 122 romances, times that he had seduced women. And 122 in the 1700s was kind of a lot.
Does it translate to 20,000 in the 20th century?
Which is Wilt Chamberlain's number?
That's what I understand.
I don't know.
So, yeah, we remember Casanova as like this great lover, right? Thanks to his memoir.
Sure.
But he was also a lot of other stuff, too. Like, he was a huge traveler. He traveled all over the great capitals of Europe.
Sure.
Warsaw, Paris, St. Petersburg, Barcelona.
Yeah, sometimes because he was being run out of town for his various romantic escapades.
Right, and he was also frequently run out of town for being a grifter.
Yeah.
He had a magic name, Parley Black Snout.
Wow.
Yeah, and he apparently took at least one wealthy dowager for $1,000,000.
Oh, really?
It's a lot of money back then.
Huh. So, well, yeah. He liked to think of himself as a great author. He wasn't really recognized at the time as such,
mm-hmm.
but years later, his memoir would go on to be very famous.
Right, and actually it sold for more than any other manuscript in history, right?
How much?
2010, his manuscript sold for $9.6 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
He probably saw none of that, huh?
No.
His family, at least?
He was dead for a while.
All right, so April 2nd, 1725, Casanova was born.
And that's this day in history.
You're welcome, ladies.
Okay, good one.
Yeah.
You, I mean, I got a little, another hour or so, I mean, but do you mind?
Doing what?
Taking over maybe for a little while.
I'll come back in an hour.
Okay.
Better?
Oh, I thought you really left.